Hi ho, my fellow junkies. This is South Musiatic here, and welcome to the Musiatic 27 podcast, where it's all musovers alike. Today, we're going to be reviewing the new Yeet album, 2093. This is the brand new studio album by Irvine, California's Rage superstar himself, Yeet. Following up from his last album that he released sometime last year with the album Afterlife, which to me was a nice little complimentary album from his EP Life, kind of pulling in more of a nice stacked track list of having some good songs to kind of pop out with his range of versatility that goes more alienistic, to say the least, too. Going on to this new album here, 2093 is more of a futuristic, dystopian kind of atmosphere that we get from this album. A lot of people would say it has a little bit of the Batman Arkham Knight vibe a little bit too with most of the songs, and I can agree with it as well too with its atmosphere and having to pull in more of a dystopian feel for it. Really surprising, as well as having some big names on this album as well too, Future and Lil Wayne, as well as having Drake for the phase 2 version of the album with As We Speak and Never Quit to add on for it. Really cool, kind of pulling out with the opening track Psycho CEO with a grand aficionado type of rage, pretty much talking about flexing on everyone and how he could buy the fucking world, which is one which is one of the songs on this album, I Bought the Earth, pretty much saying, oh, I'm making a shit ton of money that I could buy the fucking earth and sell it, to say the least, too. It's really cool. I like the ideas and kind of build up to all those ideas. Very sci-fi for that production as well, too. Kind of pull more of that great distortion. Good vocals as well, too. That's one thing we kind of see throughout this whole album. It's like heavy static and heavy distortion on this album with certain sections on most of the songs on this album. Really cool stuff, kind of pulling more of this little alien kind of futuristic version of like Star Trek, to say the least, too. Really cool stuff. I like most of the songs. Really catchy, really appealing, and having some more eclectic appeal for it with songs that are more in the 2 minute range, with songs like Breathe, More, I Love, Tell Me, so on and so forth. Kind of pull in more interesting ideas and kind of bring in a nice range of entertainment, to say the least, too, with songs like Breathe and More having any more rumbling bass lines and heavy distortion on the vocals, and having some more wealth and self-demanding power that he wants in this album as well, too. For the songs that goes on to with the numbers such as the title track 2093 and its closing track 1093, having to pull in for interesting duality, we'll say, having to for the title track kind of be more futuristic living, to say the least, too, talking to a lot of people that doubt him, to say the least, too, saying, this is 2093, you're just too broke, you can't live what I live, and all that stuff, too. You got that grand futuristic type of appeal for it. Then 1093 is more of a soothing, warm, kind of synthetic outro to kind of pull out for it. Similar with the song Myself on Afterlife a little bit, too, with a more warm and soothing synth beat to kind of go on to for it, and saying, oh, I'm not from this earth, I don't feel like I belong on this earth, to say the least, too. Really cool stuff, and like distorted outro to kind of clear out for it. Really cool stuff. Then go to the songs with more of an eclectic appeal, with songs such as like Riot and Set It Off having to be a two-part song, Riot being the very dark synth rage trap beat to kind of go on to and slaps you right in the fucking face, to say the least, too. Set It Off does a similar job with it and kind of gives you a nice little uppercut to it. It's like, oh, we're going to set it off and we're going to cause a riot, to say the least, too. Then other ones, we kind of see more of like all the people that were doubting Yeet as well, too, with songs like I Love, Shade, or other songs kind of go in that similar route, having to be more catchy and appealing with a catchy hook, kind of saying, I love, I love, I love when they hate me, all that stuff too. Really cool, and having a nice little idea to kind of pull more of a chaotic type of appeal. Similar to Shade and saying, oh, these are all the people that are just trying to throw shade at me. They're just mad because they're not living the lifestyle that I live, so on and so forth. Really cool stuff. Keep Pushing is pretty much talking about his hustle and having more of a buzzy, glitchy approach to it, kind of go more on that distortion on the vocals. Other ones that we see throughout the second half of the album with songs that is like Never Quit and the Drake song As We Speak, it does really well with their respective ways to it. Drake does a nice job and kind of float in a little bit with a more harmonious type of approach for the synth rage beat that he was going on to. Some people may say they go more on I Don't Give a Fuck, more on For All the Dogs. Both of them, in my perspective, they're both pretty enticing tracks to say the least too. But if I had to choose, I'd probably say I Don't Give a Fuck. It's a little bit more of a fitting choice for both Yeet and Drake to say the least. Never Quit is pretty cool and kind of be more similar to about his hustle, saying, oh, I'm never going to quit. I'm just going to keep doing me. They're just going to hate no matter what, so on and so forth. Really cool stuff. Very catchy. Nice little earworm to it. Other than that, this whole album itself is pretty cool and very futuristic, to say the least, too, in Yeet standards, to say the least. As for everyone on the internet and Twitter as well as kind of saying, oh, this is a nice, dark, dystopian type of feel. I feel that as well, too, as having to pull in more of a Batman Arkham City, Arkham Knight type of approach for it. Really cool stuff. Having the nice little great set of songs and great features such as Lil Wayne on Lifestyle. Does a nice job really pulling nice flows and kind of saying, oh, being braggadocious about their lifestyle. We get a great syllable scheme from Lil Wayne as well too, and having him shout out Yeet as well too. And for the song with Future as well too, was Stand On It, having to pull in more like standing on business. This is some big doggy shit, to say the least too. It's really cool, and Future does a nice job and kind of blending in as well too for the song too. Really dope stuff. As the overall album, 2093 and its phase 2 with the two additional tracks really does a nice job in kind of pulling in this eclectic, dark, and chaotic and distorted type of atmosphere that we see from Yeet, as well as a nice step up from Afterlife too. And if he just keeps going on to this direction with a more dark dystopian feel for whatever the next album would be for 2093, really cool, really promising stuff. I'm giving this an 8.5 out of 10 for this project here, primarily because, like I said, it's a great project, to say the least, from Yeet, and having to pull in great features from Drake, Wayne, and Future, to say the least. Dark dystopian appeal really does a nice job with it. And that will conclude this episode for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Hopefully you got some new music out of it. Would I recommend this project? I would, if you want to have a nice little album to fill in for like a nice dark gaming session a little bit too, or just have something to fill in like a nice sci-fi feel. I definitely recommend you this album. If you like this project, great. If not, no worries. I love every single one of you guys. Thank you so much. But remember, this is my personal opinion based on my personal enjoyment of this project. Thank you, Chemo Cranial Junkies.